Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to City of Iqaluit emergency meeting number 26. We're going to start with a moment of silence. Thank you. Can I get an adoption of the agenda? Councillor Shepherd, Deputy Mayor Awa, all in favor, show hands. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you, sir. Declaration of interest? None. New business, state of emergency extension. And I'm going to give the floor over to Amy for a short update.
Good evening. We're requesting an extension to the state of emergency, given that the do not consume order is still in effect. I'd like to provide you with a brief update. The city and its team has completed remedial work to remove the hydrocarbons from the water treatment and treated water reservoir. Additional flushing of the city's distribution network is underway and expected to continue until Thursday. This is being done through fire hydrants throughout the city. The city is currently undertaking confirmatory testing throughout the treatment and distribution system. And because of these remedial efforts that have been undertaken, we expect to see undetectable levels of hydrocarbons in the sample results and in compliance with health guidelines. In the coming days, residents will be provided with some guidance for flushing their own systems within their homes, their plumbing systems, and so on. Instructions have already been provided to those on the truck services, but those on pipe services will receive instructions for flushing their own systems. The city will continue its rigorous sampling program to monitor for hydrocarbons throughout the water treatment process and within the distribution system. The other information that I wanted to share with you tonight is that the investigation team has located an underground spill that shows signs of historic fuel adjacent to the water treatment plant in an inaccessible below-ground vault. Testing and analysis is underway to confirm this, but initial on-site testing suggests that this is the source of the contamination. This tank and others have been bypassed to still allow for effective water treatment. And as I mentioned earlier, confirmatory testing is underway. Once satisfactory results are back, the engineer of record is expected to provide a letter of certification pending these results. And we'll submit that then to Public Health for review. And Public Health determines whether or when the do not consume order is lifted. So we are expecting our information to be complete tomorrow or Thursday for submission. And following once the do not consume order is lifted, the city will move from its response stage to recovery stage. And we're working on those details now. And that's all I have for now. And I also have Stephanie Clark here who will provide a brief update on the water distribution program within the city.
Stephanie?
Thanks, Amy. Good evening, everyone. As you know, my name is Stephanie Clark, and I'm the Director of Recreation, but I'm also currently acting as the Section Chief for the community response, specifically the water distribution. Just a quick update, we've provided 13 days of bottled water distribution to the community, so effectively since the day it started. The intention is to ensure that all residents have access to potable, drinkable water. And we've, to date, provided more than 310,000 liters in the form of bottled water to members of the community. We're also working with local organizations to ensure that elders and other vulnerable groups are receiving bottles of water daily. So we're working closely with the food center and Tuksegyarvik in particular to push those water out to the community. And we're the internal water hotline. Residents are encouraged to call and request water delivery if they need it. The library depot is also available and provides river water for residents who are carrying their own jugs. And that is open every day, 11 to 6. Businesses are invited to register for water delivery Monday to Friday in the mornings. They have to do so through the water hotline. We've also received a number of support in terms of materials and other things from beyond our community. So Agnico Eagle, Baffinland, and Amazon are three that have provided significant amounts of support for us. CGS has also worked closely with us in procuring the water that we are distributing. And I also just wanted to say thank you to Councillor Stevenson, Councillor Awa, Councillor Shepherd, and to Mayor Bell for being on the line with our team and pushing water out to the community. So much appreciated.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been my pleasure being out there. It's been amazing to see all the people that are extremely happy with the work that the city is doing and undertaking versus what's being said online. So it's been amazing. Any questions for Amy or Stephanie, councillors? Deputy Mayor Awa.
Thank you, Mayor Bill. I just want to mention help out with the water hotline. The Castanet Nute Association receiving requests for water delivery, and their staff are doing their daily deliveries. I think we need to ask or tell them the water hotline, our line, 979-5603. When the people ask for delivery, they could either ask them to call the QIA office, or this office could get their address and send the information to QIA. Thank you, Mayor Bro.
Good point. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Awa. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Councillor Stevenson, you're good?
I am. Thank you, Mayor Bell.
Thank you. So I'll ask for a motion to extend. Councillor Shepherd, thank you. Deputy Mayor Awa, seconds. Show of hands in house, all in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. Motion to adjourn. Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Fawcett, thank you. Your name tags are backwards. Any comments, questions, concerns to that? I'll call for a vote. Show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you, sir. That concludes our emergency meeting.